and it's not from Zion and Mashiach, and I bring the Rosh. So we're asking, if for Knees Mezuzah, if for Knees Mezuzah, you say, Al, because the actual act of putting up the Mezuzah is a definitive thing, beginning and end, then why, by lighting the candles on Hanukkah, or on Shabbat, the actual lighting is not a long thing, just light and it's done.
The lighting is the mitzvah.
And now look at this, honey. Mm-hmm. Bernard, you like the question, right?
I like it because the mitzvah change the lighting is a second. The mitzvah had lock up the mitzvah.
Right? It's just a second. So you shouldn't have to make, you should not be able to make bracha lamed. If it's going to be like Kovin and Sanel, Kovin and Sanel said that by mezuzah you say likvoya. Why? I think that is our minute. We say likvoya by mezuzah. Why? Because the type of mitzvah that they will, the kiyum of the mitzvah keeps going oilam. As long as you're sitting in the house, you're carrying the mitzvah. So the kiyum, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, you're able to fulfill for a long time. But the Meiri says no. The Meiri says you say al kviyas mezuzah. Why al kviyas mezuzah? Because the act of putting up, that's very quick. No. If that's true, then also la'avdik mezuzah chanukah and Shabbos should also be al hablokas
name. Maybe the Meiri argues on those too.
Yeah, that's the Gemara, though. The Gemara says you say.
So I guess you say presuming Isa and again, and Shalom Bayis.
That's all Kiyum, that's all that I'm being, still fulfilling my Inyan. But the actual act wasn't. The actual
right,
act.
Can I say that?
Just an act. And then you have the Kiyum, it's a fine state that the Kiyum, then the ideas behind it, you're able to fulfill things for a long time. That's true. But the Kiyum, the actual, say the Maisim Mitzvah was only one act. That's the big kasha. Big kasha on Shittas Rabbeinu Tam, according to how the Meiri understands. I mean, according to the Meiri understands Rabbeinu Tam. You only say Le if the act is an act which goes on and on and on. For instance, wearing your tzitzit. The act of wearing it, I'm still wearing it. I'm still donning my tzitzit. So therefore you say Le. You're still wearing your tefillin, so you say Le. But an act which you do one pu'ula, and then afterwards you have a kiyum, you say al. So you put up your act of your mezuzah, and afterwards you have a kiyum, so you say al. So you say so, I'm not going to say Shabbos and Hanukkah is difficult. Now someone wrote a special sefer called Nachal Eson. Somebody of our day, in our generation, he's still alive as Meir Ves Rishona, he wrote a sefer Nachal Eson about Hilchus Egla Arufa. His name is Reb Chaim Kanievsky. And it's a chizuk for our day to be able to see that still in our day, so many years later than the Torah was given, we have such an encyclopedic knowledge and eon and mefaltal on every nekuda possible on Egla Rufa, a whole sefer on it. And in that sefer, Nachal Eson, he discusses what bracha you make when you measure the distance from where you find the corpse to the local, the nearest town. As you know, Egla Rufa is brought when you find somebody died, somebody was murdered, and you find it between two towns. So all you have to do is you have to measure the distance from where that person was found to the nearest town. So there's a sign of what bracha you make when you make this, when you do this measurement. And he discusses, because of the Chinese where you say al or la, and because of this line in the halachas of Glarufa, he has pages and pages and pages going through every shita of this noise, Allah. So he goes to Rabbi Natan and the Rivai and the Rambam and all the different shittas, Rabbi Natarit, all the different shittas that there are. He goes to the Iyun Rab. The Iyun Rab, going to when you say lo, when you say al. Fascinating, say the Bemet, amazing. And in there, he brings this Meiri. Dr. La, I want to tell you the question which we just posed to the table. Kondra Rabbi Natan, when you say al, when you say lo. Yeah. First is of the Rosh. When Zeal, when Zeila? It depends on the time. Then how long you're making the mitzvah for. So we said the Moshe Tali is filling. Open-ended, you can make L, right? Mila, quick chop, chop is out. So what would you say by Mezuzah? Right, so we mentioned it's Machlikas. On one hand we have Rabbi Yaakov. On one hand we have Rabbi Yaakov and you, and the Kovalistano, who says it should be La, because the mitzvah, the Kiyah mitzvah is open-ended. But the Miri says not. The Miri says, you say Al. Why? Because the act of putting up the mezuzah is a second. The Kiyah, the Mekayim, the mitzvah afterwards, but the act of Kiyah's mezuzah, which is the mitzvah, yeah, of Sabtom al mezuzah itself, that act is a very definitive act. Put up and finish. You keep wearing that for a long, long time. So,
I know, but we can't say
no, but Rabbeinu is explaining why, of course he could, but why you say, why Chazal chose for certain mitzvahs to say Al, and certain mitzvahs to say La. And Rabbeinu says, if the mitzvah is a clear, definitive act, although you could say Lomel, but Chazal on the second you say Al. If the mitzvah stands out, you say la. So mila to the clear cut. Excuse me.
If there's a
shira,
that's what you need for a line.
Right.
So then that means that we have to be, and that we permit, and let's say we permit, I'm good, because that's a different reason. We permit to say lame for mila. Mashal, there doesn't have to be aspect of.
Right. Now the reason why, if you would say lama, it's good, is because Lomel means the future, Al means the future, and that we can say either one. But we're asking, why the Chazal institute?
Why would you say Lomel? Why would you say Lomel? If the rule is, and only what is happening is ever long lasting.
Right.
Why would you?
You do. Who said you do?
The word says you can say Lomel.
The Gemara says Avir. The Gemara says Anachami. That was all about a pop piece.
You can say that.
That's all about a pop piece. That's all according to a pop piece. The according to a pop piece is very simple. You can never say Al unless you're up against the ropes. You always say that. That's the Kundra Poppy. Any mitzvah you haven't done yet, you want to start doing, Kundra Poppy, the gift that we have is the Poppy, Kundra Pinyin, that says that Al means the past, you always say Lamed. Because you're about to start a mitzvah. Unless it's not your, you can't say Lamed, so you have to say Al. That's the Kundra Poppy. This whole discussion of the Rosh is the halacha of what we passed him. The Gemara says, Hilchata. The halacha is, you say Al. That means Al also means the future. So now we have a toss-up. Do you say Al or do you say La? Both of them are equal. So Chazal, says Rabbi Natan, gave us a definition thing, a different thing. It's saying that really you could say Al or La in the future. Right? They both no problem on that. If it's a mitzvah takes a long time, Chazal says the word La. If it's a mitzvah you do quickly, definitive, finish, beginning and start, you say, Al. That's what Chazal came along. So, we know now that although you could say Al or La when you put on your talis, they said you say La because La defines more that open-ended mitzvah. And that's changing. Although you could say Al or La when you do Mila, they chose Al because Al shows it's just a clear, an act which is defined.
The car is open-ended,
not the action. Oh, so now, now the Meiri says when you put up the mezuzah, although the kiyum of the mitzvah means every minute you stay in this house, you're mekayim a mitzvah. You're mekayim a mitzvah. But the ma'isah mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah was what? Was putting up a mezuzah. That was the act. The act was putting up a mezuzah. And that act is a very clear, defined act which has a beginning and an end. There's no open-ended act of putting up a mezuzah. Living in the house, that is a kiyum, I'm a kind of mitzvah of my act that puts up the mezuzah.
So the mezuzah, my arm, what's the difference? I have to
Very good. So you're asking, what about tefillin and tzitzit? The answer is that tefillin, since you're wearing it, is considered a constant act of wearing the tefillin. Mezuzah on your door. You're not wearing the mezuzah on your door.
My house,
I'm wearing it. Your house, that's not a mitzvah. Mitzvah.
What if you come into a house that has a mezuzah? If you come into a house that already has a mezuzah, you don't have to put it.
If you come into a house that already got a mezuzah, you don't need to have a mezuzah. That's right.
I mean, the
same
thing is mitzvah all the time.
Every time
I walk by the door,
I see
the mezuzah.
Yeah, very nice. So you get the mezuzah. There's no mitzvah in the Torah that says, what a shaktim is a mezuzah. There's no such mitzvah. The mitzvah is a chtavtom al mezuzah mitzvah. You have to write it on your doors. That you did. You put up the act. You stuck it on. It's a bit longer.
Maybe there's no mitzvah to put it up. If you come into a house that already has a mezuzah, you don't have to put it up.
Right.
So you can go your whole life and never do that mitzvah. So maybe there's no real mitzvah to fix the mezuzah. It's just you have to have the mezuzah. But since it's a mitzvah, so when you're putting it up, if you're putting it up, then Chazal give you a bracha, say.
Definitely a mitzvah to put up a mezuzah if you need to put it up. If you're living in a house, you have to put up a mezuzah. So it's like, Kedem, right?
But if it's like Hallel, if you're in Sarah, but maybe you'll never be in Sarah and there'll never be Mizaki and that you have to do it. So maybe the same thing with mezuzah. If you're in a house without a mezuzah, if you grew up in a house, you bought a house that had a mezuzah, you never put it up your whole life. You're not missing any mitzvot.
Again, it should be low. Again, it should be low, because right, the Rosh says if it's not a mitzvah, there's a constant negah, then you say low. But the Mary says when you put up the mezuzah, you say oh. Maybe the problem is you say al. So ask him, why do you say al when the problem is? Okay, so he explains why. So what's the question? Why are you stepping this out? The question is, which we asked before you walked in, Rabbi Yossi, was, so why when you light the Chanukah light, do you say, la hadlik now? Although the mitzvah goes on for a time, but the mitzvah, the act of the mitzvah, took about a minute at best. So it's also the same as the mezuzah. The mezuzah, the act of putting up the mezuzah takes a minute. But the kiyum of it keeps going. It also, the act of lighting the candles takes a minute. And the pesimonista keeps going. Achay is exactly the same. And by the locus there is a mefush, you say lo. So why by mezuzah should you say al?
According to the definition, it's not based on the scornness of being open-ended, the mitzvah itself. And I see no difference between Megillah, which can take 2 hours, that's a long life, and something like
stone. So he's saying the difference between tefillin and Megillah is like this. Megillah, that how long you slept it out doesn't get you any, it's not a bigger mitzvah. The mitzvah is to read from the beginning to end. Right?
A long time.
Yeah, it doesn't make a difference, because the mitzvah is very defined, beginning to end. I think in tefillin, the mitzvah is not defined how long you're going to put it on for. You can put it on for 5 minutes, put it on for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. And the mitzvah will be bigger and bigger and bigger the longer you put it on. Not a mitzvah. You're doing more of a mitzvah the whole time.
What's it not going to be more and not more? So it's hard.
You're looking at a rule here, he's saying lamed refers to a type of mitzvah where the mitzvah act can be keep on going. The act of the mitzvah, I mean, you can redo that act many, many, many times. There's no gemara to the act.
If what you're saying now is the force and tar, it has nothing to do with the
mitzvah.
And there's no difference whatsoever between the deal that can last and schlep out 5 hours and the tefillin that can schlep out 5 hours.
There is.
It has nothing to do with tar.
Sorry, that is the difference. There is a difference. When you talk about act, when you talk about, forget about tar, when you talk about reading the Megillah, right? So if you read the Megillah for 2 hours,
yeah,
or 1 hour, yeah, or half an hour, have you got any difference in the mitzvah? In the quality of the mitzvah, is any difference?
We're not talking about quality, remember?
I didn't talk about mitzvah.
So what does quality mean?
Very, very positive. If you put on your tefillin for 5 minutes, you are mekayim a mitzvah for 5 minutes. If you put on the tefillin for 10 minutes, you're mekayim the mitzvah of tefillin for 10 minutes.
I'm talking about tefillin now.
I didn't talk about tefillin. I talked about
tefillin. I
don't know what tefillin. I don't know if we're going to get tefillin. Tefillin is the next one. Not tefillin next one. Tefillin when the Rebbe told you what to do. Moshem told you to read the Megillah. Right? That's what your job is, to read the Megillah.
Yeah.
That reading the Megillah doesn't make a difference how long you take over it, because at the end of the day, all you've done is read the Megillah. That's what you've done. Mashing my tefillin, and the Torah says put on tefillin, and you put on tefillin, you could have done that, fulfilled it, in 5 minutes. I've now decided that not, I've already fulfilled my mitzvah putting on tefillin. I'm going to now continue fulfilling my mitzvah.
What does that mean? What does that add?
Doing it more of the mitzvah. More of the mitzvah. Because it's another 5 minutes of wearing tefillin.
So what does that mean that it's another 5 minutes? I'm
not. Another kiyum of the mitzvah. And now, again, I didn't say what it's called. You're doing a chayim. I give stocker five to one poor person. You can understand if I give stocker to another poor person, it's more of a kiyum. You can understand that? I gave 10 shekels to Mr. Plony, and now I give another 10 shekels to somebody else. You can understand that's more of that's another fulfillment of the mitzvah?
If it's quantitatively more, then yes. If it's not quantitatively more, then it's the same.
So now, if I give 10 shekels to one guy, and then I give another 10 shekels to the same guy, have I been mekayim an extra time for mitzvah soccer? Forget about tzchah, don't get tzchah. Have I done what the Torah says? There's a barach and b'drach, you have to give him some stock. Have I done that? Yes.
No,
I've done the mitzvah again. Right? I've done the mitzvah again. But if I call the guy and I say, I'm now going to give you 10 shekels, and I'm giving you from my bottom of my up here is the 10 shekels, and I give it to him. Have I got anything more than if I give him, here is 10 shekel? Have I got any extra kiyum of the mitzvah of tzedakah? No, because I did one thing, I gave him 10 shekel. I just dragged it out. That's not the, I haven't got anything more of the kiyum mitzvah. That's my tzedakah. Have I done more than what Hashem wanted? Hashem told you, give tzedakah. I gave tzedakah. Did you? I did that. I took 10 minutes of it. I took 10 minutes of it. I didn't do more of the mitzvah by that. I'm saying if I give one guy, then another guy, then another guy, or even I give that guy, and then again that guy, and Mekai more of the mitzvah. Tefillin's exactly the same. You put on tefillin, you keep on wearing, keep on wearing, keep on wearing. It's like giving a million people tzedakah. I'm saying in reading the Megillah, it's like giving one guy tzedakah for a very long time.
I think in lighting the candles, the way the Rosh seems to learn it, it says, this is a shiur of the mitzvah. That is from Mishateshka Chama Asher Tekale Regel Menashuk. Seems to me that the Rosh seems to hold that you should have the candle lit the whole time from Shkia until people stop going on the marketplace.
It's like having your mezuzah on from the time you walk in the house until you leave it.
Yeah.
So it should be the same. Yes. Yaki,
what's your... That's the Korban Natanel and the Rosh. But not, maybe the Meir is not learning that thing.
Yeah, the problem is the Meir is going in Rabbeinu's time. You're right, it's on the Rosh. It's trying to understand the Meir and Rabbeinu's time. Yeah, Yaakov, what are you saying? No, there isn't such a Rosh saying. No, the Mitzvah is to live in a house that's got a Mitzvah. So, this is a question which we asked. It's a question which is very difficult to resolve. And Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, he asked it. In that Sefer Nabo Eson, he asked this question. And he said a chiddush, that isn't, the question is a good question. He says a chiddush, that the Neis Chanukah, really, they could go out straight away. Really, they could go out straight away. So since I'm not putting them out, but rather keeping them alight, that itself is a type of extra long mitzvah. Means he wanted to make a chiddush in putting up a mezuzah where it's up. I think in his Hanukkah, the Quran, it could go out straight away. And yet I don't put it out, I keep it on. Since I keep it on, so therefore it's also a chabit. It's not the right thing to do, but hold on for this, all because of the mitzvah I'm not putting it out. The mitzvah is telling me, don't put it out. He wants to be mechadish, the chiddush, that also would be called the shiur, it also could be called a reason to say lamet. So the question is a good question, which we could think about when we light the candles tonight. What's the difference between lighting the candles and putting up the mezuzah. Why putting up the mezuzah, you say, ah, and according to the Eri, and for lighting the candles, you say, la, according to the everyone. The Gemara says clearly, say, la. So, what could possibly be a crime? I guess he's bothered about it. Yeah.
Why can't you say simply that you have a chiyuv to light your menorah and you don't have a chiyuv to put up your mezuzah? The mezuzah can be put up by somebody else. You can come into a house that has mezuzah, so it's done by somebody else.
It wasn't. Well, you think you don't have a chiyuv to have a mezuzah? No, you have a chiyuv.
If somebody else in the house put up the mezuzah, if you bought a house that already had a mezuzah, what's the difference?
The chiyuv is mutal on you. You're the one living. The chiyuv is mutal on you. If somebody put up a mezuzah already, so you don't have to put one up because it's on already. Even then, you've got shittas that say you've got a chiyuv to make a brach on it, others have to give an eger. It doesn't make a difference. The fact that the chiyuv is on the person living there, you've got a chiyuv to make sure he has a mezuzah.
What brach
is that then? Oh, that's what we've been discussing. Is it
all? No, if it already has a mezuzah on it.
Ah, okay. Let's do that. It's not... It's from that. Kiregan says, yeah. Lot of the bias says from the
But I don't want to say Rukhayan if we say mitzvah is hadlaka.
Huh?
So I don't want to say Rukhayan. If the mitzvah is hadlaka on the menorah, so if you do everything right and it goes out, you're not chayav to relight it.
Right? Sure. But if you do everything right and it stays alight, can you put it out? So we don't. Why? Because the mitzvah tells us keep it alight for longer. But since there's a mitzvah telling us keeping it alight, that is similar to wearing tefillin the whole time. The mitzvah is saying, keep the tefillin on you. Not so good, not so mugzal, but the question is a great question.
Can I put the question tomorrow
in
the rush?
Yes, sure,
okay.
Sure.
When the rush basically says that before we do a mitzvah, we have an option to say either al or led. Is that because
the Gemara
is siding with Papa, or because
the
Gemara is siding with
Papa? Yeah, the Halacha is siding with Papa.
Okay. So the question is, the Russian original explanation is, why would it say Al? To show that because you know that you're allowed to say Al, you should say Al, to show that this is a lot of
right.
Like, I heard of a plan for the word, the doctor, and a presentation of the doctor, the common business, to show the doctor that you can't wear it.
Okay.
The thing is to show, even some people might think it's not allowed to, but it's being made, well, no, the doctor, it's not being made, it's a feel, this is just thing to do. My question is that, in this case, this is different, because we're not being lenient on anybody, we're not making life easier on anybody, by telling them, you know what, I'll make your life easier. When you make the profit, don't say lid. You can say al.
I'm a big Bafi in Shah. I'm going to make life more difficult because it's an extra letter in the Bafi. I'm showing that if you make al, it's not Bafi. According to a Bafi, if you say al, it's a Bafi. I'm showing you, if you say al, it's not a Bafi. And therefore, if it would ever happen to you, you wouldn't have to repeat the Bafi.
Only in a case where you said it without thinking, then you don't have to do it again. And
that's what the Rosh spoke out before. The Rosh says that.
Okay,
so we're at the top now. Masha Mevolken Lachmise. Now the Rosh moves on to Lachmise. Masha Mevolken Lachmise. What's bothering him? What's bothering the Rosh? Masha Mevolken Lachmise. Bothering the Rosh is that Mila, we said, is a definitive act. So why should you say, Leh hachni, so you should say al, says the Rosh, Mishim, the bracha zu, lo yiskan, or lo gamri, al mitzvah zu. This bracha, this thing of Tosis, the bracha lachni, so is not the gamri referring to this mitzvah. It's referring to future brisim as well. Teda, from a volchin oysa, lacha milah. We make this bracha after doing the milah. If it was on this milah, you should have done it beforehand. El al nisken, or lo hoidois, or lo halel, or lo sabeach, Nakadosh Baruch Hu, Shetiva Olasis Mitzvah Zu, who was instituted to be Moida, to be Mahalel, to be Meshameach Hashem, same words of Alanisim, Shetiva Olasis Mitzvah Zu, Bechol Pam Shetovel Yedeinu. They were commanded to do this mitzvah whenever it comes to us. So, Mamela, that's the Shittas Rabbi Natan. Now, the Rosh ends off with a very difficult question on Rabbi Natan. But the truth is the question according to anyone, really. Now, what on earth can go on? When we find out tefillin in the morning, you say, La niach al mitzvah tefillin. La niach for the yad, al mitzvah for the rosh. Now, what's going on? Make up your mind. If tefillin is an open-ended mitzvah, which it is, so say La niach, and le mitzvah tefillin. If you say, no, it's a definitive act, so say al and al. But what? Why are we doing for one of them we do la, and for the other one we do al? Question which the Rosh asks, to which he answers, Chazal didn't want to institute to say the same bracha, two brachas twice exactly the same. Shtei brachas zu achazu, two brachas, one after another. The mitzvah achas with one mitzvah, shtovis, exactly the same. Means according to, if we would say, learn the achfilim, which we do on the shilyan, and then on the Shoresh again, La Niyat Tfilin. Chazal don't want that. Chazal wanted to make a little bit of a difference, maybe a little bit of a novelty, not to make it too boring, and therefore Chazal Mesak in a different bracha. For even though really you should be saying La, really you should be saying La, because it's an open-ended mitzvah, but you can say Al. So they said you should say Al. Why did they choose this way around? Why did they choose to start off La and finish with Al?
The
first one was
Shia. No, but I'm saying the one that
has more Shia than the first one. You're also saying because the first one's for longer, Scott. So for a minute you've got on your finish it out. More beautiful. He's for some slightly different, but beautiful what you're saying. He says, you know why? Tikkun b'shorish al mitzvah shehi gemar hamitzvah. Al the mind says, when we're more of towards the afterwards, you're finished.
We started already.
Although it's not exactly true. Kelsey is saying you've already started the mitzvah. Okay. If you make two brachas and chakras, the mitzvah shaliyah, the mitzvah shorosh. No. The shorosh is the gemara of the mitzvah. So says the Rosh, because the gemara of the mitzvah, and we don't want to say two the same, we say the first one's la and the second one's al. That's the first shita of the Rosh. Shita's Rosh. Rabbi Natan, right, that is defining when you say Allah is based on, is it open-ended? One malach, one point. He also added that there has to be a chayv, a tamid, in order to be la. In order for it to be la, it has to be a chayv, a tamid. In order to say Allah, it has to be a chayv, a tamid, it has to be that there's constant obligation to do it. Oh, so we spoke about it yesterday. We said, what do you mean a constant chiyuv al achilas matzah? So we said, al achilas matzah, mitzvah exists. There's a time for when it exists, but the mitzvah exists. Now there's a mitzvah that exists on Yud Dalet, which you know that comes Yud Dalet, you'd be chayv to do. That mitzvah is a constant thing. There's not going to be any changes. Constant doesn't have to be every minute. Constant means that it's something which is fixed in the calendar. And so again, something like a sorrow that doesn't happen, and then we get saved. So that's something which is no calendar telling us that's what's going to happen. It's something happening. And since something happening, therefore, that is not a constant chiyuv. It's only a chiyuv if this event happens. Such a thing you can't say al on. Chiddush of the Rosh. If we ask al amila, that's where we got this stuff. The gilah is a constant thing. No, there you go. Is it? No, we say that. The Rosh tells us, if it's a mitzvah that's got a break in it, or it's a long mitzvah, then you say la. If it's a mitzvah that doesn't have a break in it, and it's definitive, then you should say al. Unless it's not constant. If it's not constant, then you can't say al. Because it's not constant, you have to say la. Right? So,
that's
right. So he said that's why halal you say la. Alright, that's Shitter. Bound, you got a clear first Shitter on the Rubot of the Rinatan. Now we have the Rubot.
I'm going to read the Habit National Shabbos. Because of Shalayas, do you want to extend it? The Shabbos candle.
Urban ended till the end of your meal. Urban ended. So, let's see the result. The result we have to still see. I want to tell you, so Rambam, I sent it by email, but you probably haven't seen it. Rambam you should look at when you've, after the shir. Rambam is Perigud Aleph, Halacha Yud, Tiltez Vol. This is Brochus, Perigud Aleph, Yud, Tiltez Vol. Hey, chapter 11 of Hilton's Brochus. Where's Hilton's Brochus found in the Rambam? It's Chelik Ahava. Chelik Ahava. Okay? Chelik Ahava has got all the halachas of Kishma, Tzvila, and on.
You've only said the halachas from Yud Aleph. You've only said the halachas from Yud Aleph.
I said Yud Aleph? Okay, so it's Yud Aleph then. Okay? It should be Rambam Peg Yud Aleph. I want to actually spend the last couple of minutes talking a little bit about Hanukkah. So we'll have to leave the Rivah for now. But I do want you to see the Rambam. I just want to make sure I send you the right Rambams. Rambam.
Can you start from where?
I didn't send you a lot of Yud, Bernard. Bernard, I didn't send Yud. Ava Perigud Aleph Halacha Yud. So, okay. Halacha Yud, so Halacha says what? If I didn't send Halacha Yud, I'll try and send it after. Fine. So there's a quick something about Hanukkah. The reason why we celebrate Hanukkah now in Kislev, was said by Chazal that really we should have celebrated Hanukkah. Really, Chafei Kislev was the day when they finished preparing the Mishkan. That's when they finished preparing the Mishkan. And that was really the day when they should have really celebrated Chanukah's Abayi. Hashem delayed it, and so Ish Chedz Nisan. And Hashem said, because it shouldn't be Chafei Kislev, I'm going to give you another thing to celebrate, and that's going to be Chafei Kislev of Hanukkah, next Hanukkah. So the question is exactly, why was this? Why had Hashem orchestrated this way? The celebration of a Chanukah's Havayit should be the one that we do, which is because of Chanukah, and not the one that was when they put up the Mishkan. Why is it that that's how Hashem set up the world? So one of the reasons given is that it's not such a great kunst, it's not such a great achievement. The people of the Zohar Deol, the Midbar, who saw Hashkafah process of Hashem every second of their lives, and they celebrate, whoa, we're putting up a Mishkan. They're great people, sure, why not? They're great people. But the fact that you can have, in the middle of the Golus, you can have people that are Meisa Nefesh and have some amazing Islavis and Ishtrikikus, which is a hard word to translate, some want to get connected to Ribbono Shel, and they put themselves and make themselves to fight the Yevonim and to set up the Mishkan, set up the Beit Hamikdash. That is something which is worthwhile celebrating. Something that's an achievement. That is something which is a real achievement in the middle of the Golus, and there's so much Tumah in the world, and they were fighting against the Reform movement, the Yevonim, and they still. When Meisa Nefesh to do this, that's something which Hashem wants us to celebrate every year. And he did that, and it's obviously Chazal on attacking it, they do it by celebrating the Neiris. Neiris is a type of thing, a fire that keeps them wanting to go up, get closer to the thing above. And that's our avodah which we're meant to be having come Hanukkah to become a certain brand, certain enthusiasm, to want to get closer to Ribbono Shel. There's lots of Torah that say that Hashem comes down to pick us up during Hanukkah, but it has to come also from us. You have to have a certain enthusiasm when we're doing the mitzvah. It's not just a dry act of lighting, it might take a minute, but the point of Hanukkah is to remember what happened, that they're in the midst of the absolute tumah, and they wanted to break through that and come as close to Hashem as possible. So very interesting. The Shem Shmuel says this. It says in Shabbos, Gemara Shabbos, Harogil ben Eris has born Tommy the Chaim. Hazoi the Talis. Hazoi the Zuzza goes through a whole bunch of things that people are mukbid about this and about this and about this. I don't have the Gemara Shabbos here. No. That's that by. So all the other ones is about somebody is Zoyan about it. He's Magbed about it. So here it says Harogil. Why did he use the word Rogil? Harogil Benair. Somebody is Rogil Benair. So Zoyan means obviously that you're very, very particular what you're doing. You're very careful. That's what you're doing. So Rogil says the Shem Shmuel. Rogil means that very often that you become more gal, you become used to another day and another day and another tefillah and another time putting on our tefillah and all of you are used by mitzvah nashim in the mudah. Haragah means that somebody takes this opportunity of Hanukkah and although it's rogel, he'll make it that he'll be as careful. That means he'll make sure there won't be just another time. Every day will be another grin, another time to come close to Hashem. If he's mugged about that, that's right, he's echet to Tami Bechomim. People ask that. We see people do light the candle. They don't seem to take something to the fire. But the same as well, no, because it's not the point. You're just lighting the candles. You've got to take this opportunity and avoid it. Not to think that you're coming to Hanukkah, and with that, throughout the year, you're coming to Hanukkah with that idea that I don't want to just do things kilimudim. I want to be makbid that my rogil will still be a massive of a shtekis, will still be a massive of a brand. I get, even though I'm used to doing it, I'll still be doing it with the 2000 as it comes. So, we should be zecha to make most of this Hanukkah, to benet, try and work on ourselves to, it's kedai to look up, to give it to Antioch and some also. So see what happened, and the mitzvah that happened, and give it over to your children, not as a dry act. We're living with the fact that you have people that wanted to come close to Hashem, and that's why our voice is as well. Our voice is try and come close to Hashem, and try and show excitement in our mitzvahs that we do. And with that, the rest of the year will follow on with tremendous excitement as well. So good job.